Welcome to the first episode of Mythical Mystical World. My name is Michael, and I'll be your host as we navigate through some of the world's most odd, intriguing, and maybe even unbelievable, but hopefully always interesting stories. The entire idea for this podcast and possibly video channel was the show Coast to Coast AM with Hart Bell, which was something my father and I, whom I didn't really get along with well, could actually sit down and listen to together and talk about some of the, most outrageous ideas. If you were a fan of or are currently a fan of the newer version of Coast to Coast, then you know what I'm talking about. I lost interest in the show when the replacement host for ARP took over. Not that I don't like George Norrie, but my father passed and listening to George wasn't the same as it was for me listening to Art Bell with my father. Hopefully, this show can give others what Coast to Coast had given to me and my father. And don't get me wrong, I'm no Art Bell, and I know that. I'm very well aware of that. But I do really enjoy learning and talking about some of the crazy stories that make you question if this is real life sometimes. For an icebreaker show, I wanted to start off the first episode talking about dreams, because dreams are something not just interesting, but I believe we can all universally agree on as being important. I mean, they've played a role in some of the biggest events in history, as well as many of our personal lives. Dreams have contributed to some of the most famous songs, books, movies, as well as major medical breakthroughs and scientific advancements. Stories about dreams influencing people or foretelling future events date back thousands of years. So dreams have in fact been with us as long as we've been around to dream. I'm sure that if you're listening to this, you have also probably dreamed something that woke you and left you feeling some emotional impact. Maybe even dreaming things before they ever even happen. And if you're like me, I feel like I dream full-length movies sometimes. Throughout the different ages, dreams may have had more or less importance placed on them, but I'm sure, no matter the age or time period, they've always played a role and been fascinating to the people of that time. When looking into dreams, I was a bit astounded at how much in our lives has come from people's actual dreams. For example, in music, Paul McCartney dreamed of yesterday. He wasn't sure if he had heard it somewhere else or not, so he kept asking his friends and other people in the music business if they knew it, saying that if nobody claimed it, then he felt like he could keep it. And keep it he did. The song was recorded in August 1965 and put on the album Help. It was also released in September of the same year as a single in the United States, where it reached number one on the charts. And not only did it reach number one on the charts, Yesterday's would actually also become the most covered song of all time. Now think about that for a moment. The most covered song of all time came from a dream. John Lennon also dreamed the song Number 9 Dream, which, oddly enough, peaked at number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100 in the UK. There's been others, but this is just two very well-known examples of songs that came from dreams. Many writers have written books based on stories taken from dreams, either in whole or as inspiration for a story. Some famous ones are Frankenstein, dreamed and written by Mary Shelley, and Dreamcatcher, written by Stephen King. In an interview, Stephen King was asked, if the inspiration for Misery didn't come from a real-life incident, where did it come from? King said, like the ideas for some of my other novels, that came to me in a dream. In fact, it happened when I was on a Concorde flying over here to Browns. I fell asleep on the plane and dreamt about a woman who held a writer prisoner and killed him, skinned him, fed the remains to her pig, and bound his novel in human skin. His skin. The writer's skin. I said to myself, I have to write this story. Of course, the plot changed quite a bit in the telling, but I wrote the first 40 or 50 pages right on the landing here, between the ground floor and the first floor of this hotel. Another time, when I got roadblocked in my novel It, I had a dream about leeches inside discarded refrigerators. I immediately woke up and thought, that is where this is supposed to go. Dreams are just another part of life. To me, it's like seeing something on the street you can use in your fiction. You can take it and plug it right in. Writers are scavengers by nature. During another interview, King said, I've always used dreams the way you'd use mirrors to look at something you couldn't see head on, the way you use a mirror to look at your hair in the back. To me, that's what dreams are supposed to do. I think that dreams are a way that people's minds illustrate the nature of their problems, or maybe even illustrate the answers to their problems in symbolic language. When King talks about getting answers to problems through symbolic language and dreams, I believe that's exactly one of the reasons dreams are so intriguing. It reminds me of prophetic dreams from the Bible and other historical events, such as the dreams of Pharaoh in the Bible about droughts and plagues. In movies, at least one example is the movie Inception by Christopher Nolan. Nolan wrote the movie Inception based on his dream, and it's about a dream thief who steals dreams from CEOs and business tycoons. After reading about it for this podcast, I had to watch it for myself, and I hadn't seen it already. And I have to tell you, I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but that's a crazy movie. Definitely the stuff of dreams, no doubt about it. The next example is in the field of medicine, and is amazing to say the least. After his mother passed away due to diabetes, Frederick Banting, understandably, wanted to find a cure. He had a dream telling him to surgically tie up the pancreas of a diabetic dog to stop the flow of nourishment. This is how he discovered the disproportionate balance between sugar and insulin. And that is how it was discovered what caused diabetes. But if that wasn't enough, he then had another dream, which revealed how to develop insulin as a drug to treat the condition. Seriously, what are the odds of two dreams coming to the same person in a series of steps on how to understand and treat an illness? It's as if the universe was using Banting as a portal for information. This example really makes me think of the Akashic Records, some form of central information collection that we all have access to. Have you ever wondered why some inventions happen at nearly the exactly same time by completely different people in different parts of the world? Like the radio and the car, for example. It's as if there was a specific time it was supposed to come into existence, and somehow the ideas were planted in people in different locations at nearly the same time. One of the other things I find so intriguing about dreams is when I hear stories of people dreaming about past lives. I've had dreams myself where I've wondered if that's what it was. You know, is it possible that somehow in the dream state we're open to information from another time and place? Maybe one in which we already lived? And is it possible that's why sometimes it feels like the people in our dreams are our friends? You ever wonder about that? About how you meet people in your dreams and just know that you know them somehow? Maybe you do. Maybe you're seeing people from your past. Who knows? I know that personally, I've had dreams that I felt I was someone else. For example, I once dreamed that I was with a woman, assumably my wife, the wife to whoever I was in the dream, of course, and she was pregnant. We were in a pickup truck driving along the beach and were going somewhere to eat. It was early in the morning. At least I believe that's what it was. And we pulled into what looked like a service station that had a diner or cafe in it. And I dropped the woman off by the door so she didn't have to walk so far, you know, being pregnant at all. And I parked the truck. And while walking back to where she was standing at the door of the diner, I saw a look of horror in her face. But she wasn't looking at me, she was looking past me and started screaming. And I turned around and saw like a swell of water coming towards us. And I started running as fast as I could towards her. And I grabbed her hand. And I remember when I grabbed her hand, it felt like we were being pushed through the door. Like we got smashed through the glass door of the diner. And then I felt her hand being, you know, pulled from mine and everything going black. And I woke up gasping for air and feeling like I had, you know, just experienced something for real, you know. The dream was stuck in my head for quite some time because it did. It just seemed so real, like an actual memory. You know, if I had truly dreamt something that was real, like a memory, it really opens up so many different possibilities. You know, could I have dreamed something that had already happened or possibly an event yet to come? You know, I don't know. Or was I seeing through the eyes of someone else who had experienced or would experience it? You know, and if dreams can go back in time all the way to past lives and possibly into the future, or possibly even events experienced by someone else, what are dreams really other than a portal into some sort of knowledge? Which, again, would lead me to wonder, are dreams somehow a form of access to the Akashic Records, the same place Edgar Cayce was compiling information from while in his sleep trance states? Was he able to somehow tap into and utilize what happens to most of us randomly? You know, Mr. Cayce and his readings will definitely be a topic for another episode, that's for sure. But the idea of the Akashic Records again comes back, or something like that. It would help make sense of the idea I spoke about earlier of different people inventing the same things in different parts of the world at the same time. It's as if it's time for that creation to come into existence. I believe that dreams may depend on our state of mind, you know, if we're open to receive or if we're too busy filling our minds with negativity from the world. So instead of being conduits of information, they become mirrors reflecting our issues back at us. And so I think it's important to keep a dream diary to help, you know, keep up with our dreams. I truly believe our dreams are giving us messages, sometimes cryptic and strange, and, you know, sometimes just very straightforward. Either way, I think it's important to log your dreams in a journal. I'll be making a dream journal and uploading it to Amazon, and I'll post it somewhere later and let you guys know about it. And maybe we can do some listener dream submissions in the future. I think it'd be kind of fun to make some episodes reading what you guys submit, as long as it's family friendly, you know, that is. So, until next time, keep exploring your mythical, mystical world.